Spring has definitely sprung for most of us. The days are longer, the people are getting outside more, the scene is set for some real fun and entertainment in the weeks ahead, so it's a great time for our First Friday Arts segment. It is a big party. We just open the phone lines and take as many calls as possible with news of arts events in the coming weeks. Let's rumble on into our First Friday Arts segment, starting with Kylie from the Eugene Ballet. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you. What's coming up for the Eugene Ballet in April?
So next weekend, April 9th and 10th, Eugene Ballet Company is going to be performing The Great Gatsby at the Holt Center in Eugene. And the Saturday evening show will be at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinee will start at 2.
We have a little audio clip that you sent ahead. We appreciate that. So here's some Wynton Marsalis sounds of what people will hear with The Great Gatsby Ballet. So stand by. So no particular mournful music in The Great Gatsby, at least not in that segment. It sounds like a real high-energy performance, Kylie.
Yeah, they were definitely challenged in finding music for this production because a lot of the 1920s music is very upbeat and bouncy and just makes you want to dance. So they found Wynton Marsalis' music. He wrote two pieces for another ballet company, and Brian McCorder at Orchestra Next reached out to him, and he gave Eugene Ballet Company permission to not only use both pieces, but use them out of order. And so we're very thankful to him for that, and Orchestra Next will be playing this music live.
Wow, that's a great feat. So is the full Great Gatsby narrative, the story that's known so well, is that all portrayed in the ballet, or is it just sort of snippets of the Great Gatsby's life?
It will be the whole story, which was also a challenge because, as many people know, the car was very central to the story and definitely needed to be in the ballet. Of course, getting a 1920s car onto the stage of the Holt Center and moving was going to be difficult. So what they did was they purchased a kit car, a 29 Mercedes, and they fitted inside of it the motor from a motorized wheelchair so that it will actually move on stage and be a part of the entire narrative.
Wow, this is elaborate. How much planning has to go into something like the Great Gatsby staging?
Oh, man. We didn't use anybody else's choreography. We built the set. We made the costumes. Tony Pimble, our artistic director, did all the choreography from scratch. So there definitely was a lot of planning, and I'm really excited to see it come together. I think it's going to be definitely worth the trip to Eugene.
Okay, give us dates and times again then for The Great Gatsby at Eugene Ballet.
It's going to be next weekend, April 9th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, April 10th at 2 p.m.
All right, 7:30 on the 9th and 2 p.m. on the 10th. Great, good to hear from you, Kylie, from Eugene Ballet.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right, take care. This is First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Rebecca with the Ashland Arts Center. Welcome to First Friday.
Hi,
what you got going on?
Well, we have the second panel in the series at the Ashland Arts Center of the Art Matters panel, and it's called, the theme is The Evolution of Style. Mm-hmm. It is Thursday, the third Thursday of every month, and this one is April 21st from 5:30 to 7 in the main classroom in the back. And the Art Center is in Ashland at 357 East Main. It is open to the public, and there will be some refreshments and an opportunity to mingle with the panelists who are all artists and have a lot to say about the evolution of their style.
Okay, so a panel discussion then, plus the artwork is there, you say?
They'll be bringing some representations of their artwork, and they'll be talking about their process. Can I share a little bit of who the panelists are?
Yes, please.
Okay. Cody Bustamante, we're really excited to have him. He is a teacher in the Oregon Center for the Arts at Southern Oregon University. And his evolution of his work is fascinating because he started with depictions of birds and ravens, and then he moved to large, mostly abstract work with minimalist line, and now he's doing very, very detailed, very complex work with line. And the question is, how do you get from there to there?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Peter Van Fleet sees himself as an outlier artist, and he shows out of his residence at the Bell House in Talent. He's very experimental. He's completely abstract, but he uses all kinds of crazy materials, wood, found objects, metal. He uses tons of paint. He's also had a show at the Rogue Gallery. And he's never, you know, he's always evolving and searching for new solutions. The other panelist is Ingrid Jorgensen, who you may have heard as a vocalist.
Know her as a singer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a very dedicated visual artist, and she works out of a cooperative in the old Daily Tidings building called the Enclave. And she began as a figurative realist, and then she moved into sculpture in clay and bronze of the figure. And then from there, she started doing multimedia with film and imagery, and now she's working abstractly. There are two other panelists, Bruce Bayard, mm-hmm. who began as a very, very skilled, also realist. He works out of his studio, A&B, and he had a retrospective last year at the Rogue Gallery. All these artists are very prominent in the area. They've shown everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he went from realism to digital art, and then from there he did film, and actually had a film in the film festival last year. And from there he did performance art, integrating poetry, music with Todd Barton from the festival, Susie Greeley as a dancer, Jonah Bornstein as a poet, and using his own imagery. So how did that happen? I want to hear about it. And the last panelist is best known for his kind of quirky, vintage, often campy film series out of Mies Auditorium at SOU, Steve Mayerson. And he's going to talk about how the artist today is so bombarded with the plethora of imagery that is constantly at our disposal, never before in time. And how do you pluck out your own style with this constant exposure to other people's ideas and images?
Okay, so a real evolution in the styles of all these artists, Cody Bustamante, Peter Van Fleet, Inger Jorgensen, Brad Bayard, and Steve Mayerson. And this is April 21st at the Ashland Arts Center?
Right, right. It's at from 5:30 to 7, and they will speak, and then there'll be a lot of audience participation, questions, and it should be extremely interesting, informative, and exciting. So
All right.
I hope you can make it. It's free.
Great. Thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate that. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. One phone line open at 800-838-3760. Here is John at Black Tornado Theater at North Medford High School. Hi, John.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi.
So our calendar has set us up in a way that means that our First Friday call-in for our May performance has to happen today.
Ah, okay.
Because it's before the First Friday in May.
John, you're so muffled. There you go. Okay, it sounds a little better now. Yeah, move your phone around just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in a hotel lobby in Salem right now at the Oregon State Thespian Conference.
Oh.
And there's 1,300 high school theater kids here enjoying everything that high school theater has to offer in the state of Oregon. And my students will come back from this and jump into the final weeks of rehearsal on Seussical the Musical, which is going to open, well, I should correct that, which is going to perform for sure on the 2nd of May, which is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the other dates in May, I want to confirm that. Let me look at the calendar really quickly. No, excuse me, the 5th of May, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
And we do not know what our other two nights are going to be because we're waiting to find out if our high school choir qualifies for state.
Ah.
So our tickets are available online at seatyourself.biz/nmdrama, and the Thursday show is already up for sale.
All right.
The other two dates are either going to be the Tuesday and Wednesday before that, in which case Thursday will be our closing night, or they could be the Friday and Saturday after that, in which case Thursday will be our opening night.
Wow, you really have to be flexible.
Until the high school choir qualifies for state or doesn't, we won't know if we have the weekend available to use. So we've gone ahead and solidified the Thursday date, and we encourage everybody to come because it's either going to be a high-energy opening or a high-energy close. And to keep an eye out on our social media, we've got a Facebook group that I tagged on the Jefferson Exchange Facebook page. And that's where we're going to announce the other two dates.
Okay, so that's where people know where to look for it. So there's the Black Tornado Theater doing Seussical the Musical for sure on Thursday the 5th of May. The other two dates still up in the air.
That's right. And they will be the two adjacent dates, just which direction we have yet to define.
Okay. John, always good to hear from you. Best of luck with that, and best of luck at the State Thespian Conference.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene on First Friday Arts.
Thank you for having me on this beautiful April Fool's Day. Tonight is our opening reception for the New Zone Gallery. We're located at 164 West Broadway in Eugene. Tonight, our featured artist will be Senya Eckenstein, and she is a bead artist with some wonderful bead work. She has a whole wall full of their wonderful, wonderful bead art pieces. Our spotlight artist will be Diane Fakwa. She'll be in the Klaus Meyer Room as a spotlight artist, and she does wonderful abstract oil. I believe they're oils. Then the rest of the gallery, we have two main galleries. We'll have our members show. That starts tonight at 5:30. During the month of April, we will have, starting on Wednesday, the April 6th, our live drawing. We'll have a model come in. It starts at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9 o'clock, two-hour drawing session. It's $5 to come out there and bring out your graphite or pencil, graphite, charcoal, and your sketch board. Come out for that. And then on the weekend of April 22nd and 24th, we'll have our annual fundraiser called Yart Sale, small y, big A-R-T, Yart Sale. That is a fundraiser where members and we're asking donations from the community to bring in sellable goods, collectibles, stuff like that. It is a fundraiser for our 501c nonprofit gallery. We are open Mondays through Saturdays, noon to 6, and you can check us out at newzonegallery.org.
New Zone Gallery. Steve, thanks for that. Good to hear from you again. Let's go to the Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara. Go ahead.
Yes, well, Liberty Arts is having an opening this evening, starting at 5 p.m. to 7, and a wonderful exhibit called The Muse, which is a collaboration between Liberty Arts and Siskiyou County Museum in Yreka. And 21 local and regional artists were randomly assigned a selected artifact from the museum. Each artist then created a piece of work with the artifact as their muse. We've been funded by the National Endowment for the Arts and California Arts Council, so this is going to be very exciting. And we can see how the past has inspired present-day creativity with these artists. None of the artifacts from the museum will be on display. What will be on display is the interpretation that the artists have given these very varied artifacts. As you know, in Yreka, it was a gold rush town, so there was lots of exciting historical events. And yet the artifacts are very diverse. There will be, a Chinese coin sword interpretation, a surveyor's wheel, a powder horn, and a piece of rope used in a lynching, a grain cradle, a gold scale, and a photo of a Karuk woman known as Indian Jenny. So there are very many things going to be interpreted. And the there will be photographs of the actual artifacts and artist statement of how they interpreted them in the way that they did. So this is running from today, April 1st, through May 6th.
All right. Sounds like some really compelling stuff.
Yeah. The curator is Maureen Williams, and she's teamed up with Lisa Geyer of the Siskiyou County Museum to put this together. So it's going to be very exceptional.
All right. Sounds like some great stuff. Thanks for calling about that, Barbara, from the Liberty Arts Gallery in Yreka. This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open. If you want to hawk an arts event coming to your community in the coming weeks, 800-838-3760 is the number to call. Here is Teresa from Shepherd's Dream in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Oh, hi there. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great on this lovely spring day. Absolutely. I did want to bring everybody up to speed. Katie Calker is going to be our newest artist starting on this evening, First Friday. She will be showing her work through May the 31st. And she will also be the featured artist at the Taste of Ashland, which Shepherd's Dream is going to be participating for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some great festivities both this evening and at the Taste of Ashland. We're going to be using the courtyard, which is right next door in the courtyard of Jega Gallery, that is. And First Friday starts, of course, at from 5 to 8. And then the Taste of Ashland is the 23rd and the 24th of April from 12 noon to 4 o'clock. We have some really cool things going on.
Okay, I was going to ask you on the Taste of Ashland. So that's the 23rd and 24th, so 3 weeks out.
Of April.
Mm-hmm. All right, sounds like some great stuff going on at Shepherd's Dream. Thanks for that, Teresa.
Oh, I'll tell you, we really do. We really love it if you come down. We're going to have a lot of festivities. John Michael Champagne Cellars is going to be joining a food truck, and we have a lot of festivities for the public.
And what's the location of Shepherd's Dream?
Say that again?
What's the location?
It's 629 A Street in Ashland at the bottom of 5th. Adjoining Jega and Studio AB on the left-hand side going south.
Okay, a full studio neighborhood for First Friday Arts Walk.
What's that?
A full studio neighborhood for First Friday Art Walk.
Oh, absolutely. I did also want to mention that we have decided to have the shuttle for the Taste of Ashland come down 5th Street, which is the first time because we're the newest gallery showroom that is participating, so you won't have to walk too far.
Okay, Teresa from Shepherd's Dream, thanks so much for calling in to First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. Rick at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, welcome to First Friday Arts.
Thank you. We got Ring of Fire still playing all the way through the 17th, featuring the music of Johnny Cash. Lots of good seats. The weekend of the film festival is going on, but the last weekend and this next weekend we have limited seating. And then end of the month we have our new cast coming in for 9 to 5, the musical, which opens April 28th. That's what we got going.
9 to 5, so it's the Dolly Parton work?
Yeah, it's based on the 80s movie featuring Dabney Coleman, Dolly Parton, et cetera, and has new music by Dolly Parton open on Broadway. I want to say 5 years ago, but that's an estimate.
All right, so kidnapping of bosses and all sorts of hijinks ensue. And
yes, exactly, yeah. And we got Galloway Stevens back, who was our MC to be kind of the belligerent boss.
Galloway Stevens, from the MC from which show?
From Cabaret last summer.
Oh, yeah, he is very, very, very good.
Yeah, we're excited to have him back, yep.
Okay, sounds fun. So it's Ring of Fire until when?
Until April 17th, a couple more weekends.
And then at the end of the month, you open 9 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, that's the doings at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Thanks for calling, Rick. Appreciate that. This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple minutes and a couple of phone lines available to you. 800-838-3760 if you want to talk about arts events in your town in the coming weeks. 800-838-3760. Here is Randy from the Holly Theater in Medford. I think I know this Randy. Welcome.
Hi. Great to be here on a Friday arts morning. Just wanted to let you know that Medford's historic Holly Theater will be open this Saturday, as it is the first Saturday of every month, for free tours. And the tours have been so successful, we've expanded the hours. So tours begin at 10 a.m., and there's a new tour leaving every half hour until 1 o'clock p.m., which is the last tour to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come learn more about what's going on at the Holly Theater with all the recent fundraising news, and see what the project looks like, the pieces of it that have been done, and what it will be when it's complete.
You're holding back just a little here, Randy. You got some big news that you put out yesterday, I noticed, that that the governor actually signed some funding directly from the state legislature to the Holly Theater?
She did indeed, yes. $1 million toward the restoration project. It's part of a funding initiative to fund projects in Southern Oregon that will expand the economy, and they looked to the Holly Theater as a major component of that in the Medford region.
I'm thinking, since the project was listed as a $4 million project, you must be getting your thermometer close to halfway, if not slightly beyond it.
We are at 65% of goal, so we're well over the halfway mark. We have about $1.5 million to go, and we can actually get the project underway. We'll be starting with the final engineering and design phase, thanks to that contribution from the state. So we will be getting underway immediately, but it won't be apparent from the outside of the building because it's all of the pre-planning work that has to happen so that we can actually start construction shortly.
Well, there was the facade rehabilitation that took place already with some help from Medford Urban Renewal. So what has happened inside the theater, though, so far?
The building stabilization was the first thing we did, so I don't know if you remember the news stories a few years ago that ceiling trusses had failed in the building and it was going to cost millions to fix those. That's been done, and it wasn't millions. We were able to borrow liberally from some other technology and find a much more cost-effective way to solve that. And then the entryway, the beautiful entry lobby of the theater has been fully restored, so you can get a sense of what the full building can look like when the work is complete. So those are all things that you can see and learn more about when you come on the free tours this Saturday.
And the tours leave every half hour, you said?
Every half hour, 10 a.m., and the last tour leaves at 1 o'clock. If for some reason you can't make it this Saturday, it happens the first Saturday of every month. And I also wanted to mention to look for us in the Pear Blossom Parade the following weekend. We'll be in a contingent celebrating the performing arts in Southern Oregon, along with 25 other arts organizations, including Southern Oregon University's Oregon Center for the Arts. And you can visit our booth at the Pear Blossom Festival at the park, Pear Blossom Park at the Commons.
Okay, big doings at the Holly Theater. Randy, always good to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Take it easy. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Looks like our final call goes to Scott with the Old Time Fiddlers. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hello.
Hi, what you got going?
Well, this Saturday, the 2nd, at Pioneer Hall, 73 Winburn Way, it's right near Lithia Park, we're going to have from 1 to 3, we'll have Old Time Fiddles playing old time music. It's a admission is just by donation, so we encourage anybody to come out. It's all acoustic music. We have a first Saturday jam every month, so if somebody's interested in old-time music like we play, then we have a website, Oregon Old Time Fiddlers District 4 is OOTFA4.org, and we have a calendar there. You can go and see what kind of events we've got going on. We also have some folks in the organization that are interested in teaching. So if somebody's interested in learning some fiddles, some fiddle tunes or acoustic guitar, some mandolin players, some banjo players, go to the website, look up some information, get a hold of some folks, and we'd love to have some new members.
Okay, the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers. What day again at Pioneer Hall?
April 2nd from 1 to 3.
April 2nd, that's tomorrow, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Okay, good to hear from you, Scott. Thanks so much. I want to thank everybody else who called. We got a late email from the Shasta Arts Council letting us know about the Meta Quintet at Old City Hall in Reading on Tuesday, April 12th. And this is part of the NorCal Jazz Festival with three jazz bands starting officially Friday, April 15th, so 2 weeks from today. Thanks again for joining us here on our First Friday Arts segment.